Well, John Joe, I suppose the McKenna Cup, when it started out, was very much going to be a learning process. You'd introduced a number of new players into the squad. You wanted to see how they'd get on, but you've retained the McKenna Cup. I suppose that's an extra bonus, but what do you take most out of the campaign before we really talk about the events of last night?
Well, Charlie, I think the attitude of the players seems to be very good at the minute anyway, and they seem to have a bit of a focus about them, which would be very encouraging. Looking further on down the year, especially the players that have been about the squad for a number of years, they seem to be very determined to make some sort of impact this year.
You've brought in a number of new players, and you're mentioning the more experienced players there. Obviously, you're looking to them to bring people on as well. They've been there, done that, and after a disappointing year last year, do they feel they have something to prove, perhaps?
Maybe so. Maybe so. It's the way things are, just with footballers in general at the minute, it tends to be the second half of their career that they realise that time is running out, and the amount of years that you have playing county football isn't really that long either, and maybe there might be a realisation coming that if they don't want something big over the next year or two, that it just might slip them by. So yeah. whatever the reason is, I don't know, but it's very encouraging to see them starting off the year in such a determined fashion.
Yeah, I suppose several names jump to mind when we're talking on this like this, John Joe. Neil McGee's been there for a while. Neil Goller's been around for a while. Kevin Cassidy's been there for a while, and Colin McFadden, all very committed during this McKenna Cup campaign.
Well, another thing as well is that the Antrim County calendar is a very sort of compact, you have to be in, up and going right from the word go, because if you think back at last year's campaign, we didn't have any of those players, and we didn't really have them. They were coming back bit by bit during the National League as well, so I think everybody made a kind of a more of an effort to try to be in shape for the start of the McKenna Cup, and that gives us, myself and the lads, a kind of a chance to kind of, especially when you're taking in newer lads, it's good for new lads to come into a team that has these kind of established type players in the setup, because it gives them a chance to know what it's really all about.
Yeah. Now, you wanted to find some players, and I think looking at the matches recently, particularly the match against Down and last night, the likes of Adrian Hanlon and James Keeney and one or two players like that have really rubber stamped a place in the squad, one would feel, and I mean that's going to be a bonus when other people, I know Brendan Boyle and Brendan Dornion are starting to come back from injury as well, and you've got others to come in from injury and people who are away, John Joe. But I mean, it was obvious you needed to add 3 or 4 or 5 players to the squad, particularly players that would compete for a place in the starting lineup.
Yeah, that's right, Charlie. I said last year we didn't really have enough strength and depth in the panel. And now, hopefully, it's only early days yet, but hopefully, that problem might be solved somewhat. I know there's lads out injured, and there's lads out of the country and everything else. But through time, they'll be coming back and strengthening up the numbers. But you do need competition for places, and that's what all the top teams in the country have. So that's what we'd be hoping to get to at some stage as well.
Yeah. You've won 2 tight matches now against Down and Tyrone in a couple of weeks. Significant, of course, because you play Down both in the National League and more importantly, perhaps, in the Championship. And, I mean, Tyrone are a side that people are looking at again in 2010 as possible All-Ireland winners. The last 4 or 5 days, John Joe, has to have been a great boost from a psychological point of view, apart from winning football matches.
It's your better winning. That's what we've said that all along, And especially, we wouldn't want to be getting carried away either, because Tyrone will be able to, draw on a lot of heavy artillery as well between now and the start of the Championship, But, I suppose from our point of view, it's nice to be able to win close games, and I suppose what we have to do now really is get really focused on next weekend in Westmeath. That's a bigger game than any McKenna Cup match we've played so far.
Absolutely. Just reflecting on last night, you were 11-7 down after half time. Tyrone, looked that bit sharper at the start of the second half, and then we had the unfortunate situation with Stephen O'Neill, which nobody wanted to see because he's going to be out of football for quite some time. Did that have a big bearing, do you think, on the end result, John Joe, last night?
To be honest, it probably did, because Tyrone were on the up at that stage, and it was very hard to see where we were going to although we were still plugging away the best we could, it would have been hard to see how it would have come back, you know. But they did seem to lose the momentum to a certain extent with that injury, and we were lucky enough, I suppose, at the end of the day, it took the last minute goal to win it for us. So
yeah,
we could easily have lost that game, as you know. Everyone's won it.
Yeah. So overall, I mean, I know you're not going to get too excited. It's fantastic to win the McKenna Cup back-to-back. I don't think Donegal have ever done that before, John Joe. But you mentioned there the focus very much on the National League. You've got a big game against Westmeath coming up in Mullingar next Sunday. Then you play Laois at home. I mean, most people are looking at the fixture list and saying 4 points from those two matches would be the ideal start before you have a couple of weeks' break then to perhaps, you know, recharge the batteries a bit.
Well, we can't take the foot off the throttle now at this stage. That's right. The two National League matches back to back are important, you know, and hopefully we'll be good and competitive in them. And you know, if you got a result, then that'll be great. But you know, I think hopefully the stall has been set out now, and just that's the kind of yardstick you have to try to get to as often as possible.
Yeah. And final question, John Joe, the squad for Westmeath will be very much along the lines of what we've seen in the McKenna Cup, because although there are people coming back, it's going to take them a while before they're available for first team selection.
Yeah, that's right. On the injury front, that will be right. And then the college players kind of get a bit of a raw deal from a point of view of kind of we don't see much of them, and I suppose there is a few lads playing for colleges through the country that I think they would have something to offer, you know. But it's just very short notice at this stage for the next two matches. But whenever we get a chance, we might get an in-house game and see what's available to that. But the squad won't be changing much over the next fortnight anyway.